How's it going, everybody? Today we're going to talk about a very easy way to take that first step in achieving your goal. My name is Henry. This is the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we use positivity to build a better mindset. So, you have a large goal that you want to achieve, whether that's a financial goal, a job in your current career, or a you know, just something you want to go achieve, whether it's go climb a certain mountain or, you know, do a certain weight in weightlifting or lose a certain amount of body fat, whatever it is, you have this big goal that is really, really, really hard to see yourself achieving because it's going to take a while to do it. Now, one thing that we do in sales, and this is something that I've had told to me over and over, and it just really works, and that's breaking something down to the ridiculous. So if you, I'm going to use where it's coming to play for me and how I plan on using it in the future too, but in fitness. So in fitness, we have membership goals, signing new members up, we have training goals, you know, so we have all these different metrics that we're trying to hit each month. And when you look at it, you know, just from your one gym, you know, let's say we have one gym and we have a week left in the month and we got to sign up, you know, an extra 15 members. Well, when you look at that 15 member amount, it seems like, wow, that's a lot to achieve. That's, I don't know if I'm going to do it. But then when you break it down to the ridiculous, so you're like, okay, so 15 members over 7 days, that's a little over two a day. I can do that. I can get two extra members a day. And it really makes it easy. So if you have a weight loss goal and you want to lose 50 pounds. Well, losing 50 pounds sounds like that's a lot to lose, but then when you break it down, 50 pounds, okay, so there's 52 weeks in a year. So if I break that up over a year, you know, it's just a little bit under a pound a week. You know, I can attain that. I can hit that little goal and get there and get there. Now, if you're talking about a, you know, dream of yours, so say you want to be, you want to start your own company. So say you currently work and you work in you work in a restaurant, right? So you're a waiter, you're waiting tables, that's what you do. But you want to open your own business and you want to do a catering business. So you're kind of in the field, so you feel like, you know, I'm close to the catering, you know, I'm working in a restaurant and I want to, you know, just work, have my own thing where I cook my own food and deliver it to people. But that just seems, how do I get from being a waiter or waitress to owning my own business? Well, break it down to the ridiculous. So what are the steps? So you put your ultimate goal. So that is, you know, catering business. You have that now, but where you are now, and then start writing down steps that you could take to do that. So like the first thing would be maybe meet somebody that has their own catering business and ask them, you know, how they got started. So you can kind of learn like a history of that. You know, read a book on opening up a catering business, you know, so you can do that and just slowly start taking those steps and adding that, getting it more involved in your life. And the more that you're talking about it and visualizing it happening, you know, those just those little itty bitty steps, it's going to start getting closer and closer, and it's going to just snowball effect and grow until before you know it, you've got your own catering business and you might have to leave, you know, what you're currently doing because, you know, the catering business has just taken over the entirety of your life, and you know, it took off, but just by taking one little step. So you want to lose that weight, you know, start by losing that first pound. A pound of fat loss is a lot, or reading a book is a lot. You know, it sounds so simple and it seems like it's, you know, anybody can do it, but the fact is people don't do it. People stop at the dream portion. They think, okay, well, I've got this dream and I'm not going to do it. You know, if I go, you know, start my own catering business, you know, then I'm not going to have the security, or I can't do that because, you know, I work at night and I'm tired. I gotta catch up on sleep in the morning. You know, that's where most people stop, right? They come up with a dream and then they come up with a list of reasons they can't do it. So take the opposite approach, come up with your dream, come up with a list of all the reasons you can do it and how to do it, and then take that just most ridiculous small step that you possibly can in the right direction. Then another step, and another step, and another step. So if this video was helpful, and you did like it, please give a thumbs up and subscribe, and I'll see you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.